This is an exclusive interview from Leeds Student Radio.
What are your sort of plans for Asymmetry? Do you have any, or is it, do you know when it's going to be out?
It's coming out October the 27th. It was going to come out on the 13th, but there are a few things I've had to push that back by a couple of weeks. As it so happens these days, it happens quite a lot. It's just one of them things. We've got a new single coming out after Ghost has had its run, a song called Shout of the Moon. We shot a video for it. Not sure when that's actually going to be coming out properly, but it should be sometime within the next month, I'm sure. The video, anyway. I don't know when it's going to actually be released to buy. Just see how this album does, see how the tour goes, and we'll just take it all from there, really. And then hopefully get out to places like Europe, Australia, America, and, you know, just go everywhere that we possibly can with it.
Have you done any sort of out-of-UK tours, big tours?
Last week we were in Holland with Tonight Alive, just doing a few warm-up shows for this. But I suppose our big one was we did the Warp Tour in Australia towards the end of last year, which was obviously amazing. Like, five lads from a small town in England, like, we got to go to Australia and, you know, we had an amazing time. And the more of that is, that's what we're aiming for. Like, with this album, it's the first time we've had, like, worldwide backing with a label and stuff like that. So we're looking to hit everywhere. Like, we don't want to leave any stones unturned. Do you know what I mean?
What's the reaction like away from the UK then for you guys?
Yeah, weird, man, because as I said earlier, when we went to Holland with Tonight Alive, the shows were nearly sold out, obviously, because Tonight Alive have got a good, like, you know, they do well out there. And maybe only 40, 50 people knew who we were, but the whole crowd just went crazy. So it's a different vibe out in Europe to, like, the UK. If you play a show in the UK, people are more, and it's not a bad thing, like, people maybe just watch and listen a bit more, whereas in Holland they don't really care, they just wanted to go for it. That's my experience of it anyway. But no, I think for the UK, though, it's always my favourite place to play just because it's home, you know, and you feel like, you know, this is where we're biggest and this is where we feel that we do our best. But we do definitely want to get out there and see what the Americans are like and what the Australians are like, probably. So, yeah, it should be interesting. That'll be 2015 anyway, but it should be good, man.
Oh, yeah, I was talking to Umit60 the other day about America, and they were talking about how hard it was for their first tour. Is it ever a bit daunting, America? Because in some ways, it's kind of, out there and do well, it's amazing, but in some ways you can't go, and it's, I'm not saying it would, but, you know, has it ever crossed your mind?
Well, you do hear horror stories about bands that have, you know, not done amazing out there, and you think, God, it's a lot of money to lose, because obviously the first time you tour somewhere new, you're not on good money and stuff, because you're not established. So it is definitely daunting. Like, it's something that we won't go out there unless it's the right tour. Like, we're not just going to go out for, like, a laugh. Like, we want to pick the right tour, make sure all the conditions are perfect for us before we take that gamble. You know, hopefully, you know, we're in talks about doing, like, the odd thing here and there, and it's all looking good, so hopefully we can sort something soon.
It can ruin bands. Like, the Warped Tour is great for certain bands, but at the same time it can be bad for bands. Like, if they're not ready for it financially, and if they're not ready for it as a band, like, musically, then it can be disastrous and it can ruin friendships and stuff. We've heard about it from mates and bands as well.
Obviously, you've never done Warped Tour before, but as musicians, recently a few musicians have come out and talked about Warped Tour and what they feel about it. What is your take on it? Obviously, you haven't done it before, but as musicians in the rock music scene, what do you think about it in general?
Well, from what I've heard, it just seems like a festival where everyone looks after each other. Like, there's no billing, like, the stage times change for bands every day, and I feel that, I heard a rumour that, like, there's no, like, separate places backstage, everyone shares the same stuff. So it sounds quite, you know, like, family orientated. It sounds like everyone's, like, sort of, you've all got to get on with each other, there's no egos here. So it does sound like a great tour, and obviously the one we did in Australia, they looked after us so well. Like, you know, we felt like we belonged there. It was completely cool. So yeah, that's my take of it. It's like a really good festival with a wide range of music where everyone looks after each other. It sounds really cool.
If you were ever asked about American Warped Tour, do you think now, do you think with Asymmetry, this could be the time that you do it, or is this not really sure already?
Potentially, as I said earlier, we don't really tend to look that far ahead with it. It all depends on how this album goes, how touring plans elsewhere in the world are going. So, you know, we'll see. We'll have to see, yeah. I mean, we'd love to do that tour. It's a tour that I used to check out the lineup for every year, even though I was on the other side of the world. So obviously it's something I'd love to be a part of one day. Whether or not it's next year, who knows, man. We'll just have to wait and see.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you, mate.